Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Yeah, hello, this is Dove Knight, podcaster. Yes, singer, songwriter, intellectual. I write books, don't I? I write books about a lot of things, but I sing. I'm a multifaceted individual. And this, definitely with my mind, I had to use my mind as well as my art to illustrate where I'm going. One thing I want to get off across my chest before I start, you know, legacy songs, you know, I'm going to talk about that. It's important that in 2021 that I realized that some of the stuff that I experienced, and you've probably heard some of the stuff that, or I apologize. You probably saw some of my tweets if you haven't, or heard my podcasts in the past, you know. Podcast, you know, is a form of expression, you know, because I'm an entertainer. I, you know, that's what I've always been throughout my life. I've always been an artist, an entertainer. Being an entertainer is such a joy. But at the same time with entertainment, it's also gives me the ability to communicate truthful situations or things that are perceptive. Now, in this day and age of 2021, you know, I'm living in near Los Angeles, which is one of the most open-minded areas in the country, outside of it, too, not just within Hollywood and so on. And, you know, people from the standpoint which people should know are multifaceted. They are different. They have different karmas, different lifestyles, different personalities. Some people just struggle more than others, unfortunately. Some people are lucky. Some people like to be whatever they want or fall in love with people. We're people of different races, different lifestyles, different loves. If you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, you're male, you're female, you're transgender, whatever you prefer to be. And my book is fine because everybody is, we're all God's children, and everybody should be respected. Unfortunately, with me, in my personal life, I get starting to realize that some of the stuff that I experienced was perhaps dealing with ignorance and bigotry. As I said before, there are laws in the state of California and in Los Angeles County that includes, you know, not just in, you know, downtown LA or Hollywood, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills. It includes Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys, you know, or Altadena, or wherever you're from, that, or, you know, Woodland Hills, that there should be no discrimination against anyone, not just color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, and so on. They have laws against that. It's just the city, the state, the county, etc., and federal level. So we're in 2021. So I realize I'm bringing this up because I still believe in the perception that I get, and it's very keen that I'm being targeted because of what I look like, my skin color, or the perception of bigotry, and that's wrong. And I'm just saying, if you feel that you've been bigoted or targeted for bigotry or ignorance, call the Fair Housing Division or Department of Housing or Employment or so on, because no one should be targeted. And that includes people who have the false perception of someone who's mental health situations as well. No one should be discriminated because of any type of bigotry, but also because of mental health considerations. And I put on a tweet that is okay to be not okay. You know, I'm glad that, you know, I watched that Oprah Prince Harry, you know, show, you know, you can't see, you know, the Apple TV show.
And it was so revealing, you know, people all over the world struggling with mental health disorders. It's nothing wrong with having a mental health disorder because everybody in some way will deal with something mentally, you know, up and down. Some people more than others, unfortunately. As I said before, some people have suffered, you know, tragedies, you know, losing loved ones, maybe been dealing with or had a tragic experience with a natural disaster, you know, like tornadoes or earthquakes or something like that. Or maybe they had bad experiences with relationships, losing somebody, you know, falling in and out of love, lost somebody they wanted to be with. You know, we all have had broken hearts, which is very painful, but or to extremes, trauma. You know, bad. You know, a victim of crime, a victim of child abuse, victim of whatever it is. In some form or another, everybody on this planet, every human being is going to experience something that they have to deal with physically and mentally. So it's okay to not be okay. I'm glad it's more mainstream that people are realizing that having mental health issues is normal. Okay, just like, it's getting more, you know, where, okay, you're, you know, someone diagnosed with major depression or someone diagnosed with major depression or PTSD, it's okay. You could, you know, you're helped, you know, you're just as good as anybody. But very successful people who have diagnoses. So the me that you can't see. Exploring mental health, you know, it's really important that we get educated because a lot of things relate to bigotry or intolerance is related to lack of education. It's also related, you know, in ignorance. So, but I feel for me, I think that that's part of the equation that some people have around me. These particular individuals are not accepting of that mainstream situation where people are more aware of this situation. So the show was The Me You Can't See. So it had Prince Harry, it had Lady Gaga exposed of trauma that they experienced. But everybody, I think, in millions of people experience some kind of trauma in some form or another that they're healing from. Well, the thing is that it's important that we get respected and no one should be discriminated. So I'm leaving it there. So that's what I experienced. And ignorance when people, you know, make perceptions of me because if I complain or if I make statements, I always be fair and factual. And we should not prejudge anybody based on what they look like or who they love or their health mentally or whatever. And we need to, you know, there are criminals who target people because of that. I say criminals because they harass or they use their bigotry, their ignorance to find the right target. And be careful of those. Those people should not be on the street doing that. But I think I experienced that. So it's ignorance. It's bigotry. It should not be tolerated. It's not only against the law. It is wrong. Period. It's been shown scientifically and literally that come from all different walks of life and should be respected. And it's always going to be that case. It's always going to be somebody gay, straight, etc. And it's always going to be somebody with a mental health issue. But it doesn't mean they should be harassed or targeted. I also want to bring out another situation. You know, I'm glad that they're making changes with the, you know, thanks to the Britney Spears controversy. I think that there were people who were using the public guardianship to manipulate people because of money and so on. I want to let everybody know that people have targeted me for the same way because they thought my mental health was a question, but my mental health is fine. I have a law doctorate. I am the EJD. I'm very highly educated. I'm also an entertainer. And it's based on ignorance. We need to get rid of the ignorance. We should know that it is normal to be
while it's normal to be black and white and it's normal to be unique, it's normal to be gay. It's normal to be whatever you want. If you're minding your business, then that's fine. We should have no intolerance and no ignorance. And that is, I know most people on this planet will agree with me, and the laws agrees with me, especially in California and the federal level. So I've been targeted because of that bigotry, and I had to address it, you know. Well, anyway, we should be open-minded to everyone. And I hope I made myself clear. I hope I didn't say anything that was kind of off. If I did, let me know, because I'm a very open-minded person. And I know that the laws protect people of all different walks of life, whether you're black, white, Jew, man, woman, gay, straight, transgender, or rock and roll, pop, whatever you believe, green, brown. It doesn't matter to me. It just matters about what's on the inside. And we have to keep the criminals from hurting people. And I'm going to bring up the Britney Spears. I'm glad that that's out, because they need to do more laws to prevent corruption with conservatorships, because criminals target people who are severely handicapped to put them in conservatorships to manipulate them. So I'm glad it's being more regulated as we speak. Okay? I'm bringing that up because of an ignorant person who thought me, you know, high-functioning me, because I was an artist wearing, playing music and stuff like that, and artists are original. That person was so ignorant because they were backwards. They were so ignorant. I think something is wrong with them. So be careful of the criminals. And these criminals even target high-functioning people like me and you, or who they perceive have value. And also, you know, mental health profiling is wrong. Shoot, they thought that because they think I'm screwed up mentally, then that's based on a perception that is not true. They're going by, if they hear my podcasts and going by a perception that has not been proven, they're just going by what they hear. That's ignorance. As I told everybody on my podcast, please do not take it out of context. If you have any concerns, let me know. That's how we deal with things. And we deal with people directly. We don't, you know, these people make diagnoses of me from afar without talking to me, which is so ignorant. I mean, it really is the way of what has happened that should not be going on. It should not be going on. We should prevent the ignorance. Now, with my music, perhaps, you know, our entertainers, artists, perhaps because of my tweets are concerned about me, or they have, you know, whatever perception they have of me. I hope that they keep it in context of keeping an open mind, you know, because, you know, when I'm in the music industry, and yes, if they see me or whatever, you know, contact me directly, you know, or something. That's how I like to deal with people. If we have any concerns or want to get something resolved, the logical explanation is to deal with people directly. Don't go make a perception that's not either, you know, that's just based on hearsay, okay? But again, bigotry should not be allowed, and we should not be making false perceptions of me or anybody or you based on, you know, mental health profiling. I say that because they think my mental health is fine. I am very healthy. So, you know, really the truth of the matter is there are people who are homeless in West Hollywood, which I saw, And there are people, you know, unfortunately, in Hollywood who are homeless and who need help with medication, and some of these people have value. They possibly might need to get hospitalized if they stay on the street and they're not aware because they need medications, but they're still people. They should be respected. And you know, because whatever someone's health condition is, they should be respected. But we should not make perceptions based on hearsay or things that haven't been proven. As I said with my situations related to the problems I had, it was allegations. Allegations means what I was told and so on, but it hasn't been proven. It kept coming to me directly or indirectly, but I try to be truthful. So I hope I made myself clear. If I did not make myself clear, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, you know, yes, as well as DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. But again, bigotry, wherever you live, Altadena, Northridge, or downtown LA, or Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks, Woodland Hills, Palmdale, wherever, West Hollywood, it should not be tolerated. What I'm saying is racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia should not be tolerated, and we should not be targeting people because of perceptions related to mental health. That's discrimination too. But open mind, get to know the facts by getting to know the person before we make allegations. They should not investigate people unless, you know, it's something really extreme, you know, and I bring that up. So I'm glad that the laws are changing with the conservatorship, hopefully, and continuously to prevent tragedies and people being falsely investigated for lies, and these people are criminals. Okay, that's all I have to say. They should not be targeting people like that. Whoever, you know, if they are a expert in mental health and they go by an allegation and investigate people for something that hasn't been proven or whatever, they just going by the allegation or whatever. That's not how you deal with people. And I'm just laying it out there. And the laws are changing. But bigotry should not be allowed. Okay. I know I try to make myself clear on that situation. If you have any questions about what I say, please contact me. Because I'm a very open-minded person, progressive person. I see people on the inside, and everybody is equal in my book. And that's why I write music. Legacy Songs. Legacy Songs is about me. The troubles I have, again, I'm just a typical person, just like millions and millions, billions of people, were from ignorance and bigotry and from having a lot of hardships. So I've written rock songs, you know, that talked about it, like Outkast. Because when I came to Hollywood, you know, I was younger. I was forced on the street. I was a teenager, and I wanted to be, you know, making an industry, just like lots of people who come to Hollywood. And I wrote in the song Outkast. And Outkast may seemingly have a melancholy tone to it, but it wasn't intentional. It was just what I felt at the time, to get out of my system, you know, to vent. And it's, you know, I love Outkast, you know, because it was just, you know, a progression. But I'm not in that state no more because I'm more positive. So, and, you know, Outkast is just one, you know, or the first step in my artistic endeavors in recording and artistic goals. So it was really a joy to do, and I written it with another person. So that's where I started. Actually, it was a kind of like a pop rock song. And perhaps I may release the pop rock version, because there's a pop rock version of it without all the guitar. So we'll see. There's the song I Do Love You, which I played so many times. Now, when I listen to I Do Love You, it's just raw, as I told you. It was great to write that song from the keyboard. And here it is.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know? I really want to love you, that's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me, for eternity. Don't you know, really do? You know, really do?
That is I Do Love You. I Do Love You was such a great song. I made it raw. I wanted to say vocally it was great, but I didn't, you know, put preparation in the voice. I guess it just came out the way it is. It is not a recording in the studio. It's just, and you know. But perhaps I could do another version. I don't know. Probably not. I mean, it's out. It's the song. The keyboard is so great. And I write songs on the keyboard by the lyrics, the melodies, and so on. And I wanted to say thank you for listening to these podcasts. And again, as I said before, in some of my podcasts, people make perceptions and concerns that are not based on fact. And perhaps I say something that was taken out of context or an error. Let me know if you have any questions. I hope I made myself clear about what I said earlier, that open-mindedness California is the most open-minded, one of the most open-minded places on the planet. And no matter if I was living somewhere else, we should not discriminate on anybody, regardless, not just the categories of race, religion, sex, etc., but also mental health or because somebody's unique. And I think a lot of situations I had problems with were because of ignorance, of bigotry, because I was simply unique. You know, the ignorance does pertain to people who dress differently. Like, you know, like if you look at people who, you know, like glam rockers or punk rockers, you know, they dress the way they are. It's normal now, but in those days, people thought they were freaks. Made fun of them. They thought they were crazy. They thought they wasn't well because of ignorance. And uniqueness is where people have their own personalities or own likes or whatever they do, what, you know, who they hang out with. And it's, we shouldn't keep, you know, there's some people in this society, even in California, which I became aware of, the most open-minded place on the planet, perhaps, and that they are ignorant people who just can't accept that people are different or wear different clothes or different music or different, hang out with different people. Whoever we hang out is who we hang out with, you know? Or, I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just based on their ignorance. Being unique was perceived as crazy or mentally ill, and that was ignorance. I had people thought I was mentally ill because I was singing and playing rock music. Listening to rock music, listening to heavy metal, mean I must be a psycho. I am not. There are millions of people who like heavy metal music. That's how dumb these people are. Or people who think that, you know, you dress a certain way, wear jogging pants or leather clothes, you're crazy. Something wrong with me. Something wrong with them. And there's always going to be somebody who's thinking, act differently than you and me, no matter what happens on this planet, because it's always going to be that way, because that's the way this planet was made. Scientifically, it has been proven. While we're 99.9% the same, we are going to have different personalities and different likes, and people wear different clothes and different lifestyles. People can have different whatever. It is what is called normal, or what you say, part of life. It has nothing to do with illness. How I express myself, who I hang out with, is normal. What isn't considered, when I say normal, is something that stabilizes, something typical. It's typical to be unique. And we're still in the 21st century, and some people haven't gotten to this fact. Somebody needs to teach people an education on life itself, dealing with people, period.
My famous, the rest of company.
my unique song. It's okay to be you. I'm unique, you know, in my own way. And again, we need to embrace uniqueness. We know what unstable is, where people should be concerned. If someone is not participating in life and doing bad things to themselves or to others, trying to hurt people, or can't function, don't have a place to live because they're not aware of it and they need, you know, help or being aware of reality of where they are, then perhaps that may be a possible instability, but need to be a direct involvement. Yeah, I was saying someone who don't take care of themselves, let themselves, don't pay their bills or don't shower consistently or possibly, I don't know. But most people do all that on a regular basis. But it really was sad that people thought that they're so ignorant. They think that punk rockers at one time were mentally ill, and they're not. They're just artists. You know, or they think that some people think homosexuality is a mental illness. It's sick, and it's not. Homosexuality is normal, and it's okay. It is natural, just like being black, or some people think that interracial marriage is wrong, and it's not. That's bigotry. I'm just bringing up what bigotry is based on ignorance. So we got to get still people to this day who don't understand there's always going to be somebody who has their own lifestyle and is normal. These people need to get an education. You know, they don't look at science. They don't look at what it's obvious that being black or white or interracial marriage or being gay or being a punk rocker or wearing polka dot clothes or leather clothes or men wearing lipstick or women wearing lipstick or whatever, green, blue, whatever, blue, brown, orange, whatever it is. It's typical. It's normal. It's part of life. They think something is wrong with it. They need to get an education. These people need to be taught basic common sense. If they can't accept it, then they have to let it be. Because when you have ignorance and people take out their ignorance on somebody because they don't like what they see, it becomes bigotry. It becomes intolerance. And that's not right. There's no excuse. So that's my stance. Weave out the bigotry. Weave out the ignorant people. Weave out the criminals. These criminals are the ones who take their ignorance out on people or go to targets. And at the same time, you know, the facts going to be always shown that everybody in one way or the other is unique. That's what makes the world goes around. It's always going to be diverse. It's always going to be a diverse world. It is never going to change. We cannot all look the same or act the same or do everything the same. The world will not grow. And many shades and sizes. I speak about that because that's some of the problems that I have when I was growing up and to now to realize that there's still people who are so ignorant. I didn't think like some people who prefer to think be closed-minded. And they thought something was wrong with me for being open. And I realized that they were, you know, something wrong. At the same time, because of people being unique in California, Los Angeles, full of unique people, because they were artists, you know, you dress differently, you know, be on stage, and it's beautiful to be unique. These ignorant people, these criminals target these people, target me, thinking I need a conservative because they don't think I'm well. That's not... I'm well. Something wrong with them. They're dangerous. They're taking their ignorance to try to manipulate. And I'm glad, you know, we need to put these people behind bars. They need to get an education. Life is going to pass them by. The law needs to come in and put these people out, away from typical people like you and me, who knows what the truth is, who know basic common sense. We're not living in 1940. These people are living in 1910. This is 2021. And that's why I put that song unique. Well, anyway, Legacy Songs is just a product of some of the songs that I've written. I do a lot of acapellas, and I do a lot of songs. I play them on the piano. I am still going to release more songs, maybe indirectly, because I released 7 albums. Probably have to release more as an indie artist. I don't know. I'm going to do the best I can. Again, I'm going to consider maybe put in a little movies, put on Twitter. I don't know. So I'm an all-around artist. You know, I do... design some of my album covers. I design videos. So yes, I'm acting. I there are some movies online that I acted in, but it was, you know, those movies were like, it wasn't scripts. I was just acting silly. But I'm on IMDb as an actor. I got 4 credits, but actually I probably 5. There was a video that I did when I was in a gown. I was dancing. I'm sure 2,000 people saw it. That was part of the movie. But I did a lot of shows. So I done video, album covers. I done music videos. I done little films as well as make music, be a part in the songwriting. Either, you know, be a part of it or write the songs, the lyrics, the music, and sing. And I'm a recording artist. So I do a lot. That's why I came to Los Angeles, Hollywood, to be an artist, to go all the way, to be where I need to be. But I also know that when I came out here, I was aware of the world, where I came from. I felt there was ignorance. There was just too much ignorance for me to deal with. So when I came to Los Angeles, I realized it was celebrated to be an artist. But there are lots of places around the planet where people celebrate people's originality. But regardless, if I'm in Los Angeles or where I come or from, New York State or wherever, or Europe, Asia, there's always going to be somebody who's innovative or unique, and it's good to be unique. And no one should be targeted for being unique. I have been targeted and discriminated because of my uniqueness. I also have been discriminated because of my color of skin, which is sad. You know, bigotry has no place in life when it comes to race. I've also been targeted because other people have other perceptions that are based on ignorance. So we need to stop the ignorance. We're in the 21st century. And Legacy Songs is about that. It's about open-mindedness. Now, I'm going to say the last thing. When I say open-mindedness, I mean open-mindedness to all people. But I'm not, you know, but when it comes to people who are criminals and bad people, and they are in all walks of life, just like being unique is all walks of life. No, I'm not talking about negative people. I'm not talking about the criminals or people who hurt people. They got to stop. But again, We need to have laws to protect people like you and me who want to embrace originality. And people who have mental health diagnoses who should be respected, not manipulated by the system. And I'm glad that it's changed. It's changing. Because ignorance is a tool that criminals use to hurt people. And that includes racists, homophobes, anti-Semitism, misogynists, etc. It should not be tolerated. That's why I became a recording artist. Because I feel it's great to be able to express thyself and to be innovative. But I also know that it's about being open. It's about expressing what the truth is about life. We came a long way on this planet. We really did. But we got some ways to go. I hope the 21st century will be the place where we can see the equality continued by learning and end the ignorance. Thank you. Good day, good night from Death Knight.